Man who faked disability for diaper changes arrested second time. By Amy Furr on December 28, 2021. A man in Louisiana who tricked a healthcare employee into changing his diaper while pretending to have a disability was charged for allegedly performing the same offense again. 31-year-old Rutledge Joss IV of Metairie was arrested recently when authorities looked into a text message where he claimed to be doing alternative therapy, the New York Post reported Tuesday. The man allegedly offered to pay a babysitter to change his diapers for him. As part of the ongoing investigation, detectives learned Joss attempted to recruit the victim to solicit other babysitters to care for him while he again posed as a younger man with special needs, Louisiana State Police said in a social media post. The suspect was taken into custody at his residence on Thursday and eventually charged with one count of attempted human trafficking. Officials booked him into the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center. In November 2019, he was charged with 10 counts each of sexual battery and human trafficking after authorities said he posted fake ads online to lure in unsuspecting healthcare workers, the Post report noted. Authorities learned Joss utilized social media ads to falsely claim he was looking for home health care for his teenage brother, Corey, a person he called mentally and physically handicapped. The suspect pretended to be Corey while allowing the care provider to change his adult diaper and obtain sexual arousal under the false pretenses of being handicapped, officials explained at the time. However, the victim grew suspicious of the situation and found Joss made up the person named Corey. Late last year, Joss pleaded guilty to the charges against him and authorities put him on probation. Meanwhile, the investigation is ongoing with the possibility there are more victims in the case, CBS 42 reported Monday. Persons who believe they may have been a victim of Joss were asked to call detectives at 504-310-7000, according to the Louisiana State Police's social media post.